This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, January 21st, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. New Beginnings is the place to be today for the MLK Day festivities, which this is the culmination of. There have been days of service leading up to the big event, and of course it is the inauguration day in Washington, D.C. and across the country. Kevin Gostola is with us today to help us try to understand how national security wonks are going to go about drafting their own drone rules. And in Afghanistan, the murder rate rises thanks to the double tap technique of wiping out whole villages. But first, the weather. Today, cloudy this morning in places, patchy fog, highs around 40. Astonishingly, the National Weather Service describes a light wind as except for east wind, which is 15 to 25 and gusting up to 45 miles per hour. I don't know how that's a light wind. Then tonight, fog, freezing rain, lows around 25 to 30. Again, they describe it light wind, except east wind, 15 to 25, and gusting up into the 40s. Tomorrow, look for highs around 40 and more wind roaring down out of the gorge. For tomorrow night, rain and freezing rain, lows around 30. And we also have an air stagnation warning, which is a little odd considering that the air is moving at 45 miles per hour. The alternative weather forecast, we have this. The waxing gibbous fruit moon in Aries is 9 days old, the synodic forecast. All of this is important. All of this, because whether or not we have the weather for it, nonetheless, this is what is going on in the cell structure of seeds and plants. And it's vital to understanding the earth that we walk on, to understanding what's going on down at the cellular level. If we had the weather for it, it would be a good time for vegetables. And from the synodic people, biodynamic agree, pointing out the moon in Aries being a fire sign. That's the sign you want to look for when you sowing seeds for internal seed-bearing fruits. Sidereal forecast, moon in Taurus. It's a good time to sow root vegetable crops. And that's it for both the conventional and the alternative. We have interviews to get to. So moving right along, we want first to touch on this because it is important. This is the 28th anniversary. Keep alive the dream. Today, from 11 a.m. all the way through the afternoon up until 6:30 p.m. at New Beginnings Conference Center, there is a renewal of appreciation for the life and work of Dr. Martin Luther King. The Tribute's 28th consecutive year will be simulcast at the Greater Metro Portland on television and radio. KBOO is one of the sponsors for this. We will be there, as will many other community organizations. There will be events throughout the day. There will be music. There will be speeches. The community will be coming together to recognize the contribution that Dr. Martin Luther King made to this country, which probably still have not fully felt the effects of what Dr. King did in his short lifetime. We still today struggle to confront internalized innate racism. It's everywhere. And very often, the same people who deny they are racist perhaps have it most deeply embedded, so they themselves are perhaps not conscious of it. Nonetheless, it pervades our society. The people, the hands that built the White House, that built this country, have still not, their suffering has not been remedied. In fact, it has increased. We owe it to ourselves. We owe it to ourselves, all of us, whatever the color of our skin, to recognize and acknowledge that Dr. King saw the problem not so much in terms of the color of the skin, but of the problems of poverty in America, and how deeply sad it is that poverty is holding us all together. That's the one thing we all seem to share. And that is what we all share the responsibility for addressing. Throughout this past week, there have been days of service, which is, of course, how we mark this holiday, is through service to the community. And the list is so long of the organizations, the places, the people who have been making this happen for days now. I cannot go into it here, but I'll try to get that on the website if possible. Moving into Cascadia news briefly before we speak with Kevin Gastola at Fire Dog Lake. Yesterday there was a spectacle, if you will, at Pioneer Courthouse Square. Where else? The Most Reverend John Blasney, who was the Archbishop of Portland, kicked off the annual anti-abortion parade, marking the 40th year of Roe v. Wade decision. The Reverend Blasney wrapped it all up by saying, when all is said and done, we want to work to create a society where all life is welcomed and valued. Forgetting, apparently, that as one of the single wealthiest entities in the world, the Vatican is really a Vaticant when it comes to fulfilling the stated desire. If the Catholic Church did indeed value all life, there's a lot of work left to do and more than enough money to do it. Nonetheless, yesterday, supporters from seven Catholic parishes in the Portland Archdiocese showed up. The Oregonian reported nearly 1,000 people attending the anti-Roe v. Wade rally. Apparently, no pepper spray was used on these people. Nobody was dragged by the hair or roughed up. Several dogs sported handmade sweaters that read, "Save the Baby Humans." And moving on to a similar topic, there are other creatures out there to be welcomed and valued. For one, the Sasquatch. Nobody ventures into the soggy wetlands in the edge of the Mission on the Umatilla Indian Reservation after dark when the shrieks began. Resident Sylvia Minton once thought about plunging in to find the source of the cries. They have tapes of this too. You can actually listen to audio. But nonetheless, the eerie late-night serenades began in November and emanate from a brushy swamp on the Umatilla Indian Reservation east of Pendleton. The cries range from high-pitched screams to basso profundo roars. And go ahead, have a listen to the audio. Fascinating stuff. And scraping the bottom of the barrel here in Cascadia, 2007, the Oregon legislature gave public transit workers the same no-strike status as the state's firefighters and police officers when it came to labor disputes. But Now, with the financially strapped TriMet apparently headed for another drawn-out contract fight, a new House bill aims to take away the ability of unionized bus drivers and mechanics to turn binding arbitration when negotiations reach an impasse. We're going to speak now with Kevin Gostola at Fire Dog Lake. It is an extraordinary thing. The drones that President Obama so cavalierly is been launching people, as unsuspecting people in faraway places. Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Kevin. Are you there? And any Kevin, we're waiting for Kevin Gostola to come on the line. Are you there? Well, we'll keep trying. What we're about to speak of, as you no doubt have observed, is that we have drones killing people. We have targeted assassinations now. Yes, America is carrying out these murderous new tactics of war without any guidelines whatsoever, moral or military or legal for that matter. And so the National Security Works have taken it upon themselves to write up a few rules of engagement. Yet these are drones, so rules of engagement have remained a mystery. Though it has been, there's been much hue and cry from both sides of the aisle that some form of groundwork needs to be laid, some examination of what drone warfare should consist of. So national security, this is again an instance of the Fox watching the hen house. We're waiting to get Kevin Gostola on the line with Fire Dog Lake. He has a piece there that that details the process that national security advisors are using to determine how, when, and where these lethal, deadly new devices are deployed. We apparently are unable to reach Kevin this morning, and we're going to try and get to him back tomorrow. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, January 21st, 2013. Carlos Chavez engineered the show today. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned, and be sure to be there at Keep Alive the Dream. That's today, 11 to 6:30 p.m., New Beginnings Conference Center. And if we can do it, we'll get this up on the KBOO website.
This is Retta Christie, host of the Noontime Jamboree, and I want to invite you to a live music benefit for KBOO, Once in a Blue Moon, featuring eclectic mix of music performed by KBOO DJs. Included are Henry and Moggy from Swingin' Country, the True Vine Ramblers, Bluegrass from the True Vine, Don McLaren and his fiddling friends from Swingin' Country, and me, Retta Christie, playing swing music with my One Night Stand band. There will also be delicious desserts and coffee, raffles, and silent auction. Support KBOO Saturday, February 23rd at St. David of Wales Episcopal Church, 7 to 10 p.m. Tickets are available through Brown Paper Tickets. You can also find it at kboo.fm/boomoon2013.
I watch that desert sun go down.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Wilkin & Company, PC, Certified Public Accountants, helping businesses, individuals, and nonprofit organizations make financial decisions based on their personal values since 1987. Wilkin & Company is located at 2435 Southwest 5th Avenue in Portland. Information at 503-225-1359 or wilkincpas.com.
Good morning and welcome to Locus Focus and happy Martin Luther King Day. I'm Barbara Bernstein, your host for this weekly conversation about our place on the planet. When the Obama administration temporarily banned BP from federal contracts last November, it pointed to BP's, quote, lack of business integrity and conduct relating to the 2010 Deepwater Horizon explosion and spill. But BP has a long history of noncompliance with federal regulation, not to mention outright criminal behavior. The company has been criminally convicted in four previous cases, including a 2005 explosion in Texas that killed 15 workers. And the EPA has been considering broader debarment proceedings against the company since at least 2005. This morning, we talk with reporter Abram Lustgarten, who's been following BP's past and present crimes against the environment for ProPublica. Abram writes about energy, water, climate change, and anything else having to do with the environment. Welcome back to Locus Focus, Abram. Let's see if we have Abram here. Welcome back to Locus Focus. We've been having some trouble with our phone line here, so